The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
We've got Jeff here today for Blown Off. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, dude. What's going on, Jeff? Hey. You having some relationship troubles?
Yeah. A little frustrated. I'd hooked up with this girl that I thought was real cool.
Mm-hmm.
And thought we had a really good time. And I'm not hearing back from her. I'm just trying to contact her, and I don't know what's up. So, you know, calling y'all and see if you could help me out with that.
Can you give us more details? Like, you know, what's her name? How you guys met? What you did? That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, her name's Lila. And we met at one of my friend's tailgating parties. And before the game, you know, just hanging out in the parking lot, having some drinks and had a good time. And so we went back to my place afterwards and kept the party kicking. And, you know, some people left after some drinks, and she stuck around, and things were great. And I asked for her number if we hooked up. I tried contacting her,
yeah.
And, you know, she hasn't gotten back to me. So I don't know what's going on. Like, she gave me her number, so I thought things were cool.
Huh.
That's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. Go
ahead.
When was that? Like, when was the last time you hung out?
I mean, just like a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And things, like, she didn't spend the night, though, right? Like, it wasn't, like, that hardcore.
Well, I mean, she did. Yeah, she did. After some drinks, things like that happened.
So. Yeah, no,
yeah,
okay.
No, yeah. We get it.
I thought we had connections, so, you know.
I hear that happens to some people. All right, we'll call her now. We're going to find out what's going on with Lila and why after some fun time, she's just ignoring you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, all right, well, let's call her. Let's see if we can figure out what's going on. You ready?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello?
Lila.
Yeah.
Hey, Lila. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just kidding. Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, Lila. My name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Lila.
Oh my God. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, we're from 95.1 WAPE. Perhaps you've heard of us.
I have. I'm familiar.
Oh, good. That's great news.
Yeah, that is great news.
Yeah. Have you heard of Jeff?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Seriously?
A guy you met.
How do you know about Jeff?
Oh, well, so you know who Jeff is?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Lila, Jeff told us that you guys had a really great night because you tailgated together and then you hooked up, and he's kind of wondering why you haven't called him or answered any of his phone calls.
I just honestly, so we went back to his place. It was like a time warp. Like, I felt like I was in college again. Like, he basically lives in a frat house.
He lives in a frat house?
Well, he doesn't live in a frat house, but it feels like one when you're there. He's got a bunch of roommates, and there's just dude stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
At one point, I went into the bathroom, and the shower is, like, full of beer cans. There's, like, four beer cans all over the shower.
Ew.
There were beer cans in the shower?
Yeah, like empty beer cans. Like, somebody had been drinking beer in the shower.
I mean, I don't really see a problem with having beer cans in the shower. I mean, besides dude stuff
Jeff?
Everywhere. I mean, I'm a dude, right? So it makes sense. Like, I don't think any of that is that big a deal. I don't know. I'm sorry if that offended you.
Did you legit just get the radio to call me to talk about this?
Legit, yeah.
Yeah, legit.
Well, you haven't contacted me, you know? So I just, you know, I'm reaching out. I'd like to see you again.
Jeff, do you drink beer in the shower, dude?
Do you not? Shower beer. It's fun to do, you know?
Okay. No, yeah. Right, no. Hang on. Jeff, you do this a lot, you said, or?
I mean, just when I shower most of the time, you know, like once a day or something.
So you always drink beer in the shower?
I mean, most of the time, yeah. Like, it's nice, you know, just relaxing way to kind of take a shower, you know? It's really comfortable in there, and a bearded experience is really nice.
Huh. I've definitely done that before, but not when. How old are you, Jeff?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I have. Like when I was in college, we were pre-gaming and I had to get ready. Like, I would take a drink in the shower. I swear.
Yeah.
But it's not that weird. But I mean, if you're like older and you have like multiple beers in your shower, that's kind of gross.
How old are you, Jeff?
34. Like, it's not a big deal.
Okay, well, I mean,
I feel like I'm doing more than one beer a shower.
But there's beers in your shower, she said.
I'm taking out, you know, they're sitting there in the shower.
That's Lila, how many beer cans were in the shower when you were in there?
There are at least four. At least.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
so
four different showers.
When do you clean them all up?
I know that you shower regularly, but why do you have to every time you shower? I just feel like that's weird.
Like
you
said, it's relaxing, you know? I don't think it's a big deal.
Wow, that's so weird.
And
so,
I didn't expect to have people over, so that's sorry I didn't clean up my beers.
I mean, I feel like maybe you have a problem. Like, who takes alcohol with them to the bathroom?
Megan.
Well, I said I have.
She said she's done it. Yeah, like, this guy does it.
I don't know. I would recommend
shower.
If you, you know, as a woman, for sure, take your drink to the bathroom and don't leave it unattended. So I think that makes sense.
That's a little different.
I mean, so that's why you drink beer in the shower? Because you think someone in your house is going to slip you a roofie?
Those guys are crazy. Who knows?
Okay. All right, so...
Oh, my God.
Lila, I mean, is it just that he drinks beer in the shower, or is it his overall lifestyle that you have an issue with?
I just, like, that was kind of a red flag. I feel like he maybe might be a little... immature for me.
Doesn't it get warm when you're drinking beer? I mean,
you gotta drink it fast, Mark.
Oh,
not sipping on it.
Well, why don't you just chug it before you get in the shower?
I don't know.
All right. All right. Well, listen, Lila, we appreciate your time. So you're not interested in seeing Jeff again at all?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. No problem.
All right,
Jeff. We'll
thanks for the help anyway.
Hang on, Megan. Do you want to see Jeff? Because you guys have a lot in common.
No, she dated a 21-year-old. She'd be down.
Yeah, that's true. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Hear Blown Off weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.